Hello, my friends of Healthy Alternatives to Vaccinations. I'm here with Dr. Ted Koren, who has been researching vaccinations for 25 years. And he's also written a book. Do you have a copy of your book handy for people to see?
You see it okay?
Yeah, can you hold it up a little bit? Childhood vaccination. When did you originally write that book?
When did I write it? I wrote it after I started lecturing on the subject, and all kinds of people were asking me to give them good information on it. And I wanted to give them information that was not dated, you know, because the whole idea of this book, and people can get it on our website, KorenPublications.com. I can send you a link if you like.
I'll post it afterwards. I'll post the link.
The whole idea is that these are questions people should ask their doctors or their nurses or themselves so that they'll know very simple questions. And the answers should be obvious, such as do the benefits outweigh the risks? Is it a good idea to vaccinate your child? Did vaccines get rid of any diseases? Are vaccinated children healthier than non-vaccinated children, or are non-vaccinated children healthier than vaccinated children? This is all pretty much common sense. And I discovered something fascinating, and most people I haven't really talked to about this, but others have commented on it, that if you look at medical literature and you look at the literature criticizing vaccinations, showing the damage done and how ineffective they are. In the medical journals, believe it or not, medical journals actually have articles like that. Most people don't know it because most people can't get to medical journals or don't have the background or even know that they exist. But it's based on these journal articles that policy is made, that you're told the vaccines should be given, or you're forced to, or you're told vaccinated kids, to get at school, you have to be vaccinated. I mean, based on these journal articles, is all of the science is all the policy. But if you look at the science, you'd be blown away. The science isn't there. The articles there showing the vaccines cause damage. Even stuff put out by the pharmaceutical companies is all over the place. And the articles showing the vaccines don't work and never did work is all over the place. And I was blown away by this. But something very interesting, this is really the point I'm making. If you read the articles that are anti-vaccination or critical of vaccination, you use the word anti-vaccination, people get very nervous. It's like if you criticize people eating white bread, are you anti-food? No, of course not. You're anti-bad food. And if you're if you criticize vaccinations, are you anti-vaccinations? I'm anti-vaccinations that cause damage and don't benefit people. Fortunately, or unfortunately for the general public, that's all there are. There are no safe, effective vaccines. So it's not like I'm against anything automatically. However, if you look at the articles critical of vaccination, you find that they're fairly straightforward. They're rather easy to follow. The statistics and the data, is all rather simple. If you look at the vaccinations showing, the medical articles showing vaccinations are safe and effective, it's almost impossible to follow them. The statistics are twisted, the mathematics, you can't follow it. You can't follow any of the pro-vaccine articles. They're so complicated. And that's why when you see an article in a journal, you might go look at the next journal if they'll dare publish it, or go on a website where there's more, discussion, and you'll say find out that the article was junk science, as they say, poorly done. I'll give an example of junk science that is not vaccination, but it's very simple. When they were trying to prove that it's okay to take a baby aspirin a day, which is ridiculous, as if God made our bodies without enough baby aspirin, in it. Anyway, they're trying to show that if you take baby aspirin, you're healthier, you'll have less heart attacks, you'll be much greater. Okay, what did they do? They took two groups of MDs. Right away, you should question that because those aren't normal people, of course, because they're medical doctors. But they took two groups of MDs and they gave one group baby aspirin, take one a day, the other group They said, just go on with your regular life, everybody, but don't take baby aspirin a day. And at the end of the study, the group that took baby aspirin had less heart attacks, were healthier, and were overall in much better shape. And you say, oh my God, everybody should be taking baby aspirin. Except they forgot to show you one little thing. It's called selection bias. And this is one of the ways research papers can be made weird, can show anything they want. The group that took baby aspirin were young, healthy doctors. That's the group that was given the baby aspirin to take. The group that was told don't take baby aspirin, they put them, that group were old doctors. Big deal.
Right.
It's obvious why the younger group was healthier. Had nothing to do with the baby aspirin. And yet, based on that study, people started recommending baby aspirin to patients. It was a total meaningless study. And you see this kind of junk, this kind of fraudulent, deceptive, so-called research over and over and over again. And when I started reading vaccination articles, and it's in this book, some of the material, are the vaccine articles safe? Are they scientific? Are they logical? You see this kind of craziness. You see that there's absolutely no science. And it's pretty obvious that the vaccines don't work and never did. Because if you look at a study, oh, maybe I have it in here. I think this will work if I show it. No, I didn't put it in here. Darn it. Next edition, we'll have all the graphics. I was already
going to... We only have 15 minutes left. So I want to make sure that we cover the topic today, which is basically crazy stuff doctors say. And I'm going to read you a post that was on Facebook last week by a woman who was very upset in one of the vaccine groups. And what it says is, so today I went into the pediatrician to have stitches removed off my toddler due to a nice little spill on the base of our brick fireplace and was informed by the doctor to get him updated on vaccines or get an immediate tetanus shot for a wound he just acknowledged looked great because my son could die from tetanus. I politely declined and informed him that the hospital that treated him had not advised that and that we followed all other treatment directions. The doctor then advised the nurse to take note of me declining the vaccine and that he educated me about the vaccine and risks. He mentioned my kid could die. That was the extent of information provided. He then said that I needed to sign a vaccine refusal form and that he'd send me home with an ointment for the cut. When I refused to sign the refusal, he called me into his office and demanded to know why. He then gave me an ultimatum, sign the form or vaccinate my child. I was told I had to sign it to relieve him of any risk. Again, I refused. I spent an additional half hour going back and forth before I could leave. He was pushy, used numerous scare tactics. He then informed me that I needed to find a new pediatrician and then didn't provide the ointment he said he'd provide. Oh, wrong on so many levels. Like there's 20 things in there that are a problem, which of course, starting with the fact that
she went to her pediatrician in the first place is probably
Right. Well, the lesion was formed by a fall on the brick fireplace, and he's recommending a tetanus shot. What do you have to say about that?
It's all ridiculous. First of all, the only people that die of tetanus are old people in nursing homes that have what they call bed sores, which is really the result of poor nursing. And the only other group are sick homeless men who are living on railroad tracks. I mean, those are the only ones you find dying of tetanus. Tetanus is a is a disease we don't have to worry about in children. And it's not a childhood disease. This is the important thing. You know, we're talking about infectious diseases of childhood. Measles, mumps, chickenpox, whooping cough, what have you, which we can discuss also, whether it's truly a disease or not. But these are the diseases of childhood. Where's tetanus? I have never heard of infectious tetanus. Suddenly there's kids having tetanus all around. It doesn't exist. Tetanus is not a disease of childhood. Tetanus is an anaerobic, is from toxins from horse manure or pig or sheep or cow manure that, you know, if you have a cut and you're in a field with a lot of horse manure and it goes deep and you don't bleed. So as it is, nobody dies from tetanus anymore. In all of World War II, with all the millions of people who got wounded and injured and shot and horrible things, there were, in the U.S. Army, there were 4 to 5 million, I believe, my number could be off a little, soldiers fighting. Of those 4.5 million, 12 got tetanus. 12! And a third of them had been fully vaccinated. So the whole thing is totally ridiculous. What this is showing, what you've given us in this example, is what they say is Robert Mendelsohn, the medical doctor, put it this way. He said, medicine is a religion. Doctors are the believers. They're the priests. They wear their white gowns. They speak in Latin phrases. The bill's in English, by the way. But they are total believers. And there is no sense or logic to it. And if you don't believe me, we're going to send you out. You're going to be, what's the word they would use at the church? I forget. You're going to be excommunicated from my office. There is
You know, this whole idea of informed consent, right? So, you know, the person saying you're going to die if you don't get this shot, right? But in the meantime, I actually looked up on the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which is not even totally accurate. The CDC estimates that only about 10% of injuries are actually reported. They list 412 deaths from the tetanus vaccine itself. So 412 people have reported, well, they didn't report, you know, a loved one reported that 412 people died as a result of getting the vaccine. Also, there's, as of today, these are statistics as of this morning, there was over 500,000 adverse events reported for all the tetanus vaccines.
It is one of the most deadly and dangerous of all the shots. The weird thing is the patient you referred to earlier, the doctor really wasn't telling the truth. He would, well, on many levels, but one of them was he was not going to give the kid a tetanus shot. He was going to give the kid a T shot because tetanus shots by themselves are not used. So the kid was going to get a pertussis, diphtheria and tetanus shot, which is one of the most deadly and dangerous of all the shots. It's never been safely tested. See, they don't test the vaccines individually. They don't test them in groups. They test them individually. And the vaccine schedule, which now includes over 100 different vaccines to be given to a child before their school age, or by the time they're school age, 4 to 6. But they are to be injected with about 100 different vaccines. However, the schedule has never been tested as they're given. Individual shots being given, the schedule hasn't. So the doctor wanted to give the kid a DPT shot. The mother did the smart thing and left, and she should never see such a stupid doctor again. You never know. If you turn your back on your child, they might vaccinate the child. You go to the bathroom and you come in and it turns out the nurse forgot and accidentally, so-called, or the doctor, who knows, maybe you've said, hey, she's out of the way now, get the kid. Religion, they're fanatics, just like Muslim fanatics who are blowing people up. They're just as fanatical in their belief system. When you get down to it, the cause, it just doesn't exist. These vaccines are useless and dangerous and don't help children.
And the ingredients, I was looking up, this is just a handful of the ingredients found in most of the vaccines having the tetanus antigen, include aluminum, formaldehyde. Formaldehyde's used to embalm dead people, right? And they say that it's toxic if it's, they treat some wood products with formaldehyde and they tell you to stay away from that, but yet they're injecting formaldehyde into your baby. Monkey kidney cells, antibiotics, polysorbate 80, which is known to cause infertility, right? Aborted fetal cells, thimerosal. This is what they're, this is what the doctor wants to inject in you, right? He wants to give you this vaccine, even though it's a week later, the injury apparently totally bled out, so there's no chance of this child getting tetanus. But
Absolutely.
yet, he wants to get this child who's 2.5 years old up to date on his vaccine. It's
Absolutely.
criminal what's going on.
I mean, what more can you say? The vaccinate, I've always said, look, the basic question is, are vaccinated kids healthier or sicker than non-vaccinated kids? And they're sicker. The vaccinated kids are the ones that, with the autism and allergies and asthma and ADD and digestive issues and bipolar issues, psychological problems, weaker immune systems. They are sick their whole lives. That's the vaccinated kids. The non-vaccinated kids, study after study shows they're far healthier. Why would you give your kid a vaccine if it doesn't work? And you know, the measles did not was not gotten rid of by the vaccine. Polio wasn't. Smallpox wasn't. Whooping cough wasn't. We can go through the list with statistics and proof. The problem is, and I have two younger brothers, I know how what medical school does to a kid's brain. They brainwash them. They actually believe it. And the pharmaceutical companies are only too happy, excuse me, only too happy to oblige. Most parents do not know that if a kid gets a scrape or a cut, the blood, it's not an anaerobic, excuse me, infection. Also, there's no proof the tetanus shot works. If there, it does look dangerous, you give them tetanus antitoxin, which is an antigen, which is like for poison, an antidote if there's a problem. But children don't die from tetanus. It's almost unheard of. And look at some of the craziness. They give a DPT shot to babies at 2 months of age. How in the
Right.
world is a 2-month-old going to get? They can't even crawl. They can't even crawl. How in the world are they going to get tetanus? 2, 4, 6 months, and they're be given a DPT shot? This is insanity. And unfortunately, our kids are getting sicker and sicker. Parents are watching their kids now and going, "What's wrong with my child? My kid, why isn't this child healthy?" And they say, "I didn't do anything wrong. I fed it. We took care of it." Totally ignoring the fact that the kid had, by the time they're 7 or 8 years, 7 or 8 months old, maybe 30 or 40 shots each one. And by the way, shots, DPT is 3, MMR is 3, Prevnar is 9 or 10. You know, we've had, the child has had many shots. Each one of them could have caused brain damage or crib death, SIDS, which has been linked to vaccines. And if you look at the pharmaceutical inserts, they've even now admitted autism is linked to vaccination. But they're not
So,
telling it to the public, as you
yeah,
know.
so I think one of the most important things here is that people need to be educated. They need to understand, they need to understand the risks versus benefits, which at this point, I don't think there's any benefits, but that's really for the person to research, do their own research. Don't just take the handout from your doctor. And I will be posting in the comments various places you can get information that you can either share. I'm going to give you the link to the ingredients that are in all vaccines, how you get that information, how you find out what the vaccine adverse events reporting system is that's kept up to date by the CDC. This isn't some fringe anti-vax group. And I'm also going to post the link for Dr. Corin's information because not only do you have this great book, you also have great brochures that people can buy
We
and
have all
share
kinds
with
of
their
resources.
friends. They have you also have like fact sheets on the flu, and you have a whole brochure as well as, don't you also have a PowerPoint that people can buy that they can use to educate their communities?
Absolutely. We have all kinds of great things. And the funny thing is, and I've mentioned it to you before, I believe, that we have MDs and pharmacists buying our vaccination information now. I
That's
mean,
great.
you think they would be the most anti, and they are, except the ones that are smart, who think for themselves. And the reason why you and I, as chiropractors, have been critical of vaccination is because, unlike medical school, we are given both sides of the issue, and we are permitted to think and question, and that's wonderful, and that's the way it should be. So thank you.
Well,
You're doing a wonderful service,
oh,
Dr.
thank you.
pregnancy. And my hat's off to you. Thank you.